I was hanging around town, just wasting my time. I'm out of a job and not making a dime. When a fella steps up and he says, I suppose you're a bronc fighting man by the looks of your clothes. Well, you guess is me right, I'm a good one, I claim. Do you happen to have any bad ones to tame? He says, I got one and a bad one to buck. In throwing good cowboys, he's had lots of luck. He says this year pony ain't never been rode, and the boys who climbs on him is bound to get throwed. I gets all excited and I asked what he'd pay if I'd ride his old pony a couple of days. He offers me 10 and says, I'm your man, for the bronc never lived that I couldn't fan. The bronc never lived that I couldn't tame, 'cause riding tough ponies is my middle name. Now I don't like to brag, but I got this to say, that I ain't been stacked up for many a day. So he says, get your rigging, I'll give you a chance. We climbs in the buckboard and drives to his ranch. I stays until morning and right after chuck, we goes down to see if this pony can buck. He is down in the horse corral standing alone, just a wall-eyed cavallo, a strawberry roan. His legs is all spavin, he's got pigeon toes, little hog eyes and a big Roman nose, little pin ears that he's crimped at the tips, with a map of Chihuahua stamped on his left hip. He's ewe-necked and old, with a long lower jaw, I can tell with one eye he's a regular outlaw. I buckles on my shaps, I'm sure feeling fine, I puts on my spurs and I coils up my twine. Then I hangs my loop on him, and it's well I know then, before he gets rode, I'll sure earn my 10. First come the blinds, and I sure has a fight. Next come the rigging, I cinches a tight. Money ups and steps on him, and I raises the blinds. Now scatter, you cowboys, and let him unwind. When he bowed his old neck, and I guess he unwound, he seemed to quit living down there on the ground. He goes up toward the east, he comes down toward the west. To stay in his middle, I'm doing my best. He's sure a walking frog, he heaves a big sigh. If he only had wings, he'd be on the fly. He turns his old belly right up to the sun, and he sure is a sunfish and son of a gun. He's the worst bucking bronc I've seen on the range. He can turn on the nickel and give you some change. While he's bucking, he's squealing, and he sounds like a shout. I tell you, this pony has sure got my goat. I'm saying no fooling, this bronco can step, but I'm still sitting tight and building a rep. He hits on all fours and he sums up his side. I don't see how he keeps from losing his hide. I loses both steps and likewise my hat, and I'm grabbing leather just as blind as a bat. Then he gives one more jump and he goes up on high, and he leaves me a settin' up there in the sky. I turns over twice and I comes back to earth, and I lights a cussin' the day of his birth. Now I know there's some ponies I ain't able to ride. There's some of them left if they haven't all died. But I bet all my money that no man alive can stay with that bronc when he makes his high dive.